Good morning and happy Saturday, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron with Kicking Cancer Cares on KSLM Radio.
I did. We have too many shows.
We have too many shows.
Our sponsor for this first half is Odd Mo's Pizza. And you guys already know the Green Monster is the Green Monster with
Well, you like the Reggie Veggie.
The Reggie Veggie with the garlic.
That's your new favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The potato
and anyone who's
poppers.
Listened to this show for any length of time knows that poppers are your favorite.
The poppers are my go-to,
but
no matter
what. You know what your absolute favorite is?
Hmm.
The guy who's here in studio
yes.
with us.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Wow.
How's that for an introduction, Mike?
Yeah.
I tell everybody, don't save your time. Do yourself a favor. Don't cook lunch. Don't cook dinner. Just go to Odd Mo's Pizza and relax and enjoy your Saturday.
Well, and if you don't want to go to Odd Mo's, just call and they'll bring it to you.
Yes, they deliver.
And I know that we had our president of board, our treasurer, we had to have a budget meeting. So we decided to meet in Newburgh. Because
mm-hmm.
you can actually go in and sit down at that Odd Mo's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
But Mike's not the only guest we have with us today.
No, he is not.
Introduce our other guest.
Jason Conrad, everybody's favorite seven-footer.
What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Or as he said earlier, everybody's favorite 84-incher.
That was
5 foot.
I would
24.
Never say that, but I'll let him have that one.
No, he's 5 foot 24 inches.
Yeah,
5 foot 24. 5 foot 24.
Mm-hmm.
The math can sink in for our listeners on that.
Yes.
One.
Yeah, he's a skyscraper, and I'm like on the first floor.
You guys may. Well, that's part why we want to have him here is to talk about some of the things that are happening tomorrow at
yes.
the Cancer Awareness Basketball Game
yes.
and the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get too far into that, last week we were live.
We were at the Knife Show.
Which was so fun.
That was. We were all the way in Eugene.
In Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our board members lives on the very south part of Corvallis, so Cheryl came and joined us.
Yep.
She is just such a visionary for some of the stuff we're trying to do with our organization.
It was. It was really cool to hear why Pathways was so big in her heart because of
And you know
her
what?
Story.
I have known her for 5 years, and that's the first I've heard that story.
It was pretty touching.
Now, Mike can appreciate this because this is going to play in a lot to what we're talking about today. But Cheryl is on our board of directors. She's our support director. She was wearing a gray shirt because at 5 years old, her mother died from brain cancer. Mm-hmm. And our Pathways program is there to help those kids out.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until last Saturday, but that's why it's important for her to us to build this program.
Yeah.
We want to build it.
It has a personal meaning to her.
Big time personal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to go back to our 100 Z's Fighting Foods.
Oh, yes.
Today's is not really a common one here in the Northwest. It's a lot more common in the South.
Okay.
Collard greens.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Happy look on Jason's face there. It says collard greens are a cruciferous vegetable, which means they help protect against inflammation and even some forms of cancer. They also are packed with nutrients, including antioxidants, vitamins A and C. Collard greens, as with all rich vegetables, have the power to help ward off type 2 diabetes.
Oh, that's a big one.
So collard greens will help you fight against cancer and diabetes.
So Jason, you look like you eat them often, or you were familiar
not,
with them?
Not often, but yeah, no, collard greens are... Yeah.
Do you just put it in a salad? I don't know if I've ever had them.
Well, anytime no. I've had collard greens, you eat them kind of like...
It's almost like spinach.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those, like, it's a little bitter if you eat it raw, but yeah, if you heat it up and then usually I do like bacon or ham with it. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely like when you steam spinach, that's mm-hmm. kind of the way I've had collard greens too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I would agree with Jason, if you eat it raw, it's a little bitter.
Okay.
You can eat spinach raw, but I wouldn't eat this raw. But again, for the listeners that didn't catch that, and you'd like it, just email Amanda at...
Amanda@kslm.news.
And she'll send you a picture of that.
Yep.
Well, our update is also really exciting because today is our 104th show.
Wow.
This is the first show of the third year.
Wow.
And
Holy
Mike
smokes.
Has been with us from day number one.
You have. Yes, you have.
Well, we decided that it would be great to not only listen to us on podcast, but watch us. So starting next week with next week's guest, we're going to have a YouTube channel.
Holy smokes. Okay.
We're going to add a YouTube channel. It's going to be called You Don't Know What You Don't Know.
I like that.
And perfect. Ashley Morris, who came in a couple weeks ago, she's actually the one that suggested this. We're adding her to the Kicking Cancer staff, and she's going to completely monitor and run our YouTube channel.
That's awesome. Okay, so that'll be exciting, because I know people sometimes having a visual of what's going on can be a lot of fun.
And I told her, I said, we record in studio, so who really wants to watch us in studio? She said, you would be surprised how many people get on YouTube and watch podcasts. Mm-hmm. So we're going to add, you can either listen to us or watch us on YouTube.
So now I have to get ready for the day.
You look great. Yeah. Stop it. My goodness.
I'm going to have to comb both my hairs.
All right.
Well, I really, really am excited about tomorrow's basketball game. This is the third year that Jason and I have done this together. And again, for all the listeners, if you don't have plans tomorrow at 3 o'clock, come to the game. If you're a cancer survivor, please email Amanda at...
Amanda@kslm.news.
We've got a code for you where you can come to the game for free. Jason, for making that happen.
Yep, absolutely.
That's really cool.
But I would love to hear a little bit more of your history, Jason. Obviously, you played basketball at some point.
I did,
I don't know that history. Can you share with the listeners your basketball history?
Yeah, so I actually didn't start playing basketball until the summer before my freshman year of high school. And I played every other sport and then decided to quit everything. I was only 5'8", last day of eighth grade, quit everything. Decided to play a sport I was not good at. And then first day of freshman year, I was 6'3". Last day of freshman year, I was 6'7". Made the JV team because I was tall, but didn't really play a whole lot. And then worked and worked and worked. Started on varsity as a sophomore. And then going into my senior year, was a McDonald's All-American candidate.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was, you know, making a name for myself. And it was a different era back then because there wasn't really social media or YouTube or all the ways these players market themselves now. And then unfortunately shattered my ankle four games into my senior year.
Oh no.
But I'm a big everything happens for a reason type guy. So a lot of the bigger schools stopped calling because, you know, I was damaged goods, and Portland State still signed me. So I had a full ride to Portland State, moved out here, and then ended up getting sick and took the year off and then wanted to go back to California. So I did 4 years at Chico.
Okay.
And then after Chico, had this opportunity to go play in China for my first pro tour.
Well, you must have really called for all the Chinese people.
Oh, yeah. It was an interesting experience my first time out there. And then played really well out there, got an agent right when I got home, and then signed a contract for my first stint in Europe 2 weeks later, and then left for Europe. So I ended up, throughout my career, got to play in 9 different countries, and loved every second of it.
So you played all over Europe then?
I played all over Europe, China, Taiwan, Australia, Canada.
You've traveled the world basketball.
Yeah, I've traveled the world to play basketball, so it's been an awesome experience.
And that was all through your 20s?
It was through my 20s, yes.
What was your favorite place to travel to, though?
So my mom actually immigrated here from the Netherlands, and the very first season I played was in the Netherlands. So I had family out there I had never met, I was a art major in college, and my favorite artist was from the Netherlands. And then, you know, I'm a big beer buff, so drinking beer in Rembrandt Square and being able to go to the Van Gogh Museum and everything was pretty cool.
Okay.
That is really cool.
That is really cool.
Would you
want to go there?
So I'm vaguely familiar with the European League.
Yeah.
Would you say that the TBL is comparable to the European League?
To lower level Europe, yeah. So you have to fear there's probably a lot of guys in the higher levels of Europe that could play in the NBA.
Okay.
There's a lot of politics involved with the NBA, and it's kind of who you know and that type of situation.
Shocking.
But those guys out there, they're not making NBA money, but they're still making millions of dollars to go out there and play. So
in the European leagues,
yeah. In China probably has one of the you'll get a lot of guys that finish their NBA careers and then will go over to China and play because the money's so good.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So this is comparable to Europeans lower level.
Yeah, so Europe, there's so many different divisions, but like the main ones are you have Pro B, which would kind of be the TBL, and then Pro A, which would kind of be equivalent to the G League, which is the farm teams for NBA, and then you have the Euro League, which would be equivalent to the NBA.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's pretty cut because you're only allowed 2 Americans per team, so it's a really cutthroat industry, which is why we're trying in the TBL to build an overseas model in the United States to provide more jobs for Americans.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So you were one of two people to make it onto those teams?
I was, yeah.
That is really impressive.
Yeah, well, it helps that I'm 7 foot, so. And athletic, and I was able to shoot the ball a little bit, but you know.
Height played to your advantage.
It definitely helped a little bit.
And then at what point did you decide, I can't keep playing the game, but I would like to own a team?
So I never made that decision. That decision was kind of made for me. I had some life happen. I definitely would have probably still been playing to this day. But again, everything happens for a reason.
Right.
And my career was cut short, and then had some more life happen. And my last hurrah was my buddy called me and said, hey, there's this new league in the United States called the TBL. And this was in 2019. He's like, there's 10 teams and there's a team in Yakima, Washington. You should look into it. And so I called them on a Thursday, and this is after not playing for 3 years. And okay. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to have one tryout. It's this Saturday.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, oh.
So you were going to try out for the team.
Yeah, so okay. I hadn't played for 3 years, and then I called on a Thursday and then drove up to Yakima Saturday morning and tried out and ended up making training camp and then made the team. And wasn't a great basketball experience, but I ended up winning the community award for the entire league.
Okay. Is that comparable to the one that Dama wins?
It's the same one.
Same one.
Except there was only 10 teams in the league and not 48. So
Dama wins out of 48 teams?
Dama won it out of 48 teams.
Wow.
And I won it out of 10 teams. So, but I was the very first ever winner. So
I'm going to hold on to that one.
I didn't mean to toot your, not to your horn.
No.
But, no, I was just trying to get a comparison.
I mean, that's just a testament to Dama for what he's been able to do.
You set the standard.
You set the standard.
Well, and that's why we
I do benchmark. The,
yeah.
You know?
And so.
Well, the benchmark's 7 feet high. That's a good benchmark.
But I mean, I have the unique perspective because you have a lot of team owners that are just, you know, these money guys that do this as a tax write-off and want to do it for fun, and I'm not in that situation, so I'm a lot more invested. And so the original owner of this team, so I originally got hired on as business development and community engagement director.
Okay.
And then COVID hit, so we had some time to figure things out, and then about 2 months before our actual season was going to start, he was like, hey, so I'm moving and I got family and kids and stuff going on, so I'm going to sell the, or I'm going to fold. And I was like, I just bought a house out here. And
Don't do this to me.
And so he's like, do you want to buy it? And, you know, he bought it for a significant amount of money in 2019. I was like, dude, you know, I can't afford that. He's like, well, what do you have? So I cashed out all my stock, my 401k and most of my savings, and I had $1,200 left in my bank account, but I bought a basketball team.
When you won that community award, was that why you wanted this team to be community focused?
I think I've just always, I mean, it's a testament to my parents. My parents, I couldn't go anywhere as a kid without people knowing me. My dad was part of city council, both my parents' chamber of commerce. My dad ran the local soccer youth program. My mom ran the local youth volleyball program.
In California.
In Morgan Hill, California. And then they were both coaches at the high school. And it's like, we couldn't go anywhere without people stopping to talk to my parents for, you know, so we always allotted an extra 20, 30 minutes whenever we went places because someone was always going to talk to them. And so that was kind of always my goal. I want to be a pillar in a community where I'm able to make a difference and, you know, everyone gets to benefit from the things that are going on, so.
Well, I would say that I met you when you first bought the team.
Yep.
And I still remember exactly where I was at. We were at the rec.
Mm-hmm.
You and I had first met, and I had done the cancer awareness baseball games, and you had announced that you were going to do a few themed games. I think you didn't, we're going to do a military vet game or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came to this idea, like, can we do one that's around cancer awareness? And that's how you and I connected.
Yep.
But there's a lot of people who own teams.
Right.
And you are the only person I know that is as involved in the community as you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to me because I'm, you know, I stand out a little bit, as inconspicuous as I try to be. But I'm the one that people are looking at, and I'm the one that has to set the example for my staff, for my players, for everybody. So it's important to me to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk.
Yeah. Well, I would say that's definitely the case. What was really fun was, we did that first season,
mm-hmm.
and that first season was probably a learning curve for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do we pull off this cancer awareness game? And we did. But last year was even better because the first year I just had the microphone. I said, these people are on the court with me. Well, last year I did a better job of getting the word out, which, by the way, if you are a survivor, you can come to the game tomorrow for free. He's got to email Amanda at...
Amanda@kslm.news.
And she'll get you that code.
Mm-hmm.
But the second year, I thought, why am I the one with the microphone the whole time? So we passed the microphone down, and each of the survivors got to actually say their name and what cancer they had beaten.
Okay.
And I remember Bob Shackelford actually came out to the game, and he beat a really hard blood cancer to beat. So to be a survivor on the court, telling the people that you survived cancer was a big deal.
Yeah.
So we want tomorrow's game to be even bigger than that. This is our third time doing this together.
That's awesome.
But then as fate would have it, last year we stepped in to help Jason Mowry, which I'm wearing his shirt today. Jason had worked for Pacific Stair. This time last year, he just thought he had some really bad, like hernia cramps or something. Turned out he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He lasted 4.5 months.
Oh.
And he lost 60 pounds in 4.5 months.
Yeah.
And he actually passed away before we did that golf tournament for him.
Mm-hmm.
After the golf tournament, I'm talking to some people at the tournament, and they're like, it would be really cool if we could create a beer called the J4J IPA.
Okay.
That was the idea in October of last year. And I said, well, Mike Sublett has worked with Sandy M. Brewing, and Mike's created some beers, so why don't we just keep exploring this idea? So I took the idea to Mike. And then Mike kind of ran with it, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah. I just called some people. You know?
Well, that's what you do.
Running
you
down just, the street calling people?
I just run. Have you met? You know, I would need to use a lot more collard greens before I'd be able to run. You know?
But in all seriousness, no, this beer, that this collaborative beer is so cool because it's not just one beer, it's three beers. And I just threw the idea at you, and the next thing I know, you call me and says, hey, we made it happen. But tell me how you made that happen.
Well, you know, like you said, we've been dealing with Sandy M. I mean, we went to them years ago to help promote our campaign for awareness for cancer. And that's, you know, again, how I got involved with you in different levels as well. But mostly it was Sandy M. Brewing was, I mean, they're an awesome brewery, but awesome people. And so I just got involved with Jason this year for the first time. As you know, I'm kind of like in the shadows. I don't like to get out in front of anything, you know. And so I got to get to know Jason, and then, you know, then you had mentioned that to us, and I was like, why don't we just kind of try to put something together? And because, as you know, I love to work with other companies, other businesses, other community people. And so collaborations for me are fun, and it makes this all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just called them and said, hey, what are the chances? You know, and I said, give us an idea of what it would cost, what we'd need to do. And then that kind of evolved into what we have now, which, you know,
it's not just one beer, it's two beers and a cider.
Yeah.
It's two beers and a cider. And what's really amazing is, so Mike doesn't toot his own horn nearly enough.
I know.
So I'll toot it for him for just a second. There's always been food to eat at concessions at the games.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to one of your last games, and I'm telling you, the line to get Odmo's pizza at your games, Jason, is long.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike's team just shows up. There probably was 10 people on staff. It's a well-oiled machine. You get your pizza as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike's bringing, like, really top-quality food to the basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the J4J IPA now. It does exist. And on the side of it, it's got a purple ribbon for pancreatic cancer awareness.
Okay.
Then there's two other, well, there's one more beer and one more cider, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the other beer, Jason?
There's the Community Culture Cider, and then there's the Oxbox Lime Lager.
Yeah. So there's a lime lager.
Okay.
And I also found out that Sandy M had to get a whole new license to create that cider.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because cider falls more in the wine category than the beer category.
Okay.
So they had to get a wine maker's license to create that cider.
Oh, nice.
But they were committed enough to this project that they went and got the license so they could create a cider. And so you have it's called a community cider?
Community culture cider, yeah.
Yeah.
It even has that much more of a specialness now to it because they went above and beyond to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
And when I went back to Pacific Stair where Jason worked, they're like, well, where can we get the beer? Well, initially, I thought the only place you could get the beer was at the games. Mm-hmm. Well, then I find out, oh, no, you can also get them at Odd Mo's. If you get a pizza, you can get the beer. And then Jason goes, oh, no, there's other places. Where else can they get this beer?
I need to find out the exact spots. Last time I talked to Sandy, I know there's three places on Lancaster, and then they were talking about Kaiser Liquor having it as well.
Nice. So before we officially announce locations, we'll get
Okay. I'll find out the official
locations. Stand by for that one.
But the reality is what you can do is you can go to any of the Odd Mo's and get a pizza and a beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and Odd Mo's has the last IPAs because Sandy M sold out of the IPAs like a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
So you have the only ones left, Mike.
And that's
all right.
And that is really huge. I was actually just a few days ago, it's, you know, like you said, things always happen for a reason.
Yep.
I was walking through Costco and I ran into Jim. So there's two guys at Sandy M, Jim and Ian. So I ran into Jim and of course he recognized me. We got talking about this J4J. Of all of the ones that they've done with Mike, this one is not only the only one that sold out, it sold out really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like faster than they expected.
Oh, that's good.
So if you want this, you have to come to a game or go into Odd Mo's. You cannot get this anywhere else.
Okay. What are all the Odd Mo's locations?
Well, we have one North Lancaster
mm-hmm.
Off of Silverton Road. We have one out south on Kubler and Commercial pretty much by the Physique place.
Oh, yeah.
Bottle Drop. And then we have one in Kaiser. And then we have one in West Salem.
Okay. And don't you guys have one in, like, Canby area?
Yeah, we have Canby, mm-hmm. Tannisbourne, McMinnville, and Albany.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Newburgh.
Okay.
McMinnville, Newburgh. God, I've...
And Canby.
McMinnville, Newburgh, Hillsboro,
and Canby. Yeah, those places.
Yep, Mike, those are the ones.
And Mike's the behind-the-scenes guy. Well, there is one more update and announcement that I want to make in this first half of the show.
Okay.
Again, it's just truly amazing how things always work out for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm preparing for today's show, there was an announcement that I saw on Facebook.
Okay.
Faye DeMeyer's tumor has doubled in size.
Oh, no
way. As of this morning, her tumor has doubled in size.
I thought it was almost gone.
I did, too. So she was basically, you know, through Facebook, trying to get the prayer warriors to pray for her.
Yeah.
In honor of Faye, every player, I'm donating these T-shirts, by the way. Every player at the game on Sunday will be wearing the Faith and Faye T-shirt.
I love that. I want to ask all of our listeners, you guys are amazing prayer warriors out there, if you could please pray for Faye. That's heartbreaking. She is a pillar in our community, and she's absolutely amazing woman. So please pray for her.
Well, it is a bit fortuitous that this whole idea started because Jason passed from pancreatic cancer. So the J4J IPA is a pancreatic cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I reached out to Jason. I said, you know, I've got a bunch of shirts left from when we just supported Faye.
Yeah.
So in coordination with the pancreatic cancer awareness, they're going to wear purple shirts during the warm-ups, not during the game, but during the warm-ups, they're going to wear Kicking Cancer purple shirts, but that's the Faith and Faith shirts.
I love it.
And really because her tumor has doubled in size. Yeah. And she's
let's rally around her and pray for her.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, well, any fun, Mike, you got a comment here, I see that.
No, I was going to say, the one thing I did before, you said that within the first half, is kind of to the side, is we're going to donate our concession money for the game, for the Kicking Cancer Awareness game. All of our profits are going to go to the awareness program. So I just wanted to add that in so you know that on that day we're going to be doing that. So
okay.
Nice.
That's amazing. I love how community-driven we all are. You got three different people in front of us that have collaborated. Michelle Ashley has also collaborated with you guys, another business in town. And it's just awesome to see us all come together, be pillars for our community, for one another, and just continue to grow our community and stand up for people like Faye and just be there for her in difficult times.
Well, we'll get deeper into the pathways probably in the second half. But we did this last year. It was super fun. We had a survivor come out, and we did like the ceremonial tip-off. Mm-hmm. And last year was a little three-year-old girl who's battling battling blood cancer. Well, Jason's had the privilege to meet Osiris, and your team has changed that kid's life. Unbelievable. So the plan is to do a ceremonial tip-off tomorrow, and he gets to go out with Damo.
Okay.
And do a little ceremonial tip-off before the game starts. And I guarantee you that's going to change the trajectory of that little boy's life.
Oh, my gosh. So Baron's actually shared a lot of pictures with me of Silas with Damo and at your guys' fundraiser event and seeing him with his ball and his T-shirt and having everything signed. And, oh, my gosh, you guys just put life back into that little boy and made him feel so special. So that was really awesome. You should share those photos. Have you shared them on Facebook?
I have, and I'll share them again.
Maybe share them again.
Every time these go to podcast, we always try to put a picture up. The picture will go with the first half of the show will be the podcast of Jason and the team with Silas. But what makes it so interesting in our last few seconds here, the raffle ticket that won that autographed ball was my raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to leave early. Mm-hmm. So I gave all my raffle tickets to Silas's mom. And I said, if you guys win anything, keep it. And I thought the next day that what they won was the very last item, which was the autographed ball.
Gosh.
And it's just truly, when your whole team came up behind Silas, he is just beaming in that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just beaming.
Oh, yeah. I saw the pictures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you keep saying, everything happens for a reason. So you left early for a reason.
I did. I did.
I love it.
Well, let's get deeper into some of the pathway stuff in the second half of the show.
Yes. So we are going to close. But a huge shout out to Oddmo's Pizza, Mike, for sponsoring our first half of our segment and making it possible to broadcast to you guys. They've got so much more than just pizza as well. They've got salads, three different options. They have cheesy garlic bread. They've got chicken strips. They've got potato poppers. And they've got all the best pizza in the world. So go order Oddmo's Pizza and don't cook today. Do yourself that favor and relax on this beautiful Saturday. All right, we'll be right back. You guys stay tuned.